Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
Happy New Year 2020.
2020年新年快乐。
Are you looking forward to this new year, new decade?
你们对这一年有很多期待吗？
Yay, I hear one yay, yay. Great to start this year with all of you.
很高兴跟你们大家一起开始这一年。
To have this joint service with first gen of the next gen together.
让我们有一代和下代的共同的礼拜。
If this is your first time in this church, or if you're, no matter if you're Christian or not, we're really glad that you're here.
如果这是你第一次来这儿，或者你不管你是不是基督徒，我们都非常高兴你们跟我们。
And brothers and sisters, very glad that we can worship God together.
弟兄姐妹也很高兴我们可以一起敬拜。
So I really wanted to start this year with a message of hope.
我开始这一年，我希望有一个充满希望的信息跟大家分享。
I have been reflecting on what does it mean to live a life to its fullest.
我在反思怎么能把生命活得美满。
And that is what Jesus wants us to live, wants us to have a fulfilled life.
因为这样的生命也是耶稣想给我们的一个美满的充实的生命。
And I felt that God wanted me to encourage you and also encourage myself in order to live a life of fulfillment.
那我也觉得神想这样鼓励我们，鼓励我怎么能活一个美满充实的生命。
We need to have a right view of heaven.
我们需要有一个对天堂正确的认识。
Therefore I chose a topic that says living on earth for heaven.
所以我选的主题是在地上为天堂而活。
And this is a sermon that is inspired by Pastor Eno from Boston.
那这个讲道是有很多是根据波士顿伊朗故事的材料准备的。
So before we start, let's bow our heads in prayer and invite God to speak to us. Let's pray.
之前低头祷告，祈求神对我们说话。
Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will speak to each one of us here.
我希望你能对我们每一个人说话。
That we'll have a right view, a more accurate view of heaven.
让我们有一个对天堂更精确的、更准确的。
And how that can impact our lives.
认识这个会对我们生活有什么样的。
How that can help us to go through life.
这个怎么能帮助我们过每天。
So Lord, may your Holy Spirit come.
所以神让你的圣灵降临。
May we receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Is the mic okay, by the way? It's okay? Okay. Great. So, not long time ago, I remember one day I was sitting in the metro. In the midst of just an ordinary day, I was off work. A thought came to my mind.I don't know if you think about this. The thought came to me, what is there after life? All of a sudden, that thought came to my mind. And as a Christian, following Jesus, I believe, yes, I will go to heaven. And that is supposed to be the best thing. But when I thought of heaven, what came to my mind was,Spirits floating on the clouds, playing flute.
一些灵或者仙儿在天上飘着，吹着笛子。
We floating on the clouds, racing with each other.
可能在云端蹦跳。
So to be honest, that was not very appealing.
说实话，对我来说不是特别有吸引力。
That was not very attractive. I didn't really want that.
不是特别想让我觉得特别想。
Living eternity floating on the clouds.I'm not too sure about that.
永恒的都在这种云端里飘着，好像不是，不太确定好不好。
So I'm asking you. This is a challenge for all of us. What is your view of heaven?
所以我问你们，这是对我们所有的一个挑战。
Maybe you have similar thoughts.
什么样的画面？
Maybe you have similar thoughts.
你可能有相类似的画面。
Or maybe you see heaven as a beautiful paradise.
或者你可能想天堂是一个美好的乐园。
Or maybe right now you're not sure if heaven even exists.
或者你可能现在根本就不知道天堂是不是存在。
Hopefully today, now that we've read actually the three Bible passages,
今天我们读了这三段经文。
We'll go through them.
我们会一一走的讨论。
And hopefully that will give us more clarity on what is the Christian view of heaven.
希望这个能帮助我们理解。基督教对天堂的认识。
And I believe when we have a right view of heaven, we'll be able to live our lives to its fullest.
我也相信，如果我们对天堂有正确的认识，我们能把我们的生活 活到美满。
Let's say you have traveled somewhere amazing.
想象你刚旅行到了一个特别精彩的。
Imagine the nicest place that you've been to.
想象你去了最好的地方。
You saw great scenery.
你可能看到很美的景色。
People were super nice to you. You ate a lot of nice food.
所有的人都对你特别友好，吃的饭特别好吃。
And then you will, if you had the chance to write everything down.
如果你有机会把这所有的经历写下来。
And give that description to someone.
把这个描述交给其他人。
Would they want to go there?
你觉得他们会向往去这个地方吗？
Would they want to go there?
会向往去这个地方吗？
I would say at least they would be attracted because you knew how to describe it.
我猜想他们至少会感兴趣，因为你知道怎么形容。
You knew all the great things about that place.
你知道这个地方所有的有意思的景点。
I remember me and Ella going to Japan when.
我记得我跟 Ella 刚去日本。
And we saw a lot of good food and scenery.
我看到很多美景。
And when we told about our trip to our friends and family,
我跟我朋友家人分享的时候，
I figured a lot of people booked their tickets to Japan.
觉得好像有很多人都订了机票去日本。
But if you ask an average Christian,
但是如果你随便就一个基督徒问他
，to describe heaven,
让他形容天堂。
Where are you going to go after death?
你觉得结果会是怎么样？
Would that description lead someone to want to go there?
这位随便基督基督徒的形容会不会让人向往去天堂？
Heaven should be and will be helping us through the challenges of life.
天堂应该也会帮助我们，面对我们日常生活。
But problem is that oftentimes our vision of heaven is not very clear.
问题是我们经常对天堂的认识不是很清晰。
So I have three questions that I would like to go through with you today.
我有三个问题，希望。
What makes heaven heaven?
是什么让天堂作为天堂？
What makes heaven heavenly? Why is it so good?
天堂那么美好。
Secondly,
第二，
why should I long for heaven?
我为什么应该向往天堂？
Why should I develop that, the view of heaven so that I want to go there? Do you hear me without this?
No mic, can you hear me?
Just like that.
Well, okay.
This happens.
Well. We'll just speak louder. So number one, what makes heaven heaven?
Okay, 第一点是什么让天堂作为天堂？
Why should I long for heaven?
第二，我为什么应该向往？
And thirdly, how can I long for heaven then?
第三，我怎么能向往天堂？
So what makes heaven heaven?
所以什么使天堂作为那么美好的天堂？
When we read the first Bible passage from the Philippians,
当我们读了腓立比书第一个半经文，
In that scene, Paul was arrested.
但是这个经文的状况是保罗被囚禁了。
He was held in prison.
他在牢房。
He was held in prison.
他在牢房关着。
Yeah, for telling people about the good news of Jesus.
因为他向人传了耶稣的喜讯福音。
So living in uncertainty.
所以在这个不确定的状况。
Having no idea what was going to happen to him.
不知道他自己将来发生什么。
He wrote the Philippian Christians.
他给腓立比的基督徒。
To encourage them.
鼓励他们。
But also, he revealed about his own mindset.
但是他也介绍了自己的。
So he said in chapter 1, verse 21 to 24. Let me read it for you.
第一章二十一到二十六节。
So it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
If I'm going to, if I'm to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
Yet what shall I choose? Yeah, I do not know.
我就不知道挑选什么。
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
So you see that Paul had a dilemma.
所以我们看得见保罗有一个两难之处。
He was torn.
他有挣扎。
He wanted to be with Christ in heaven.
他希望在天堂与耶稣同在。
For to me to live as Christ and die as gain, he longed for heaven.
他向往天堂。
And to many of us, including me, this seemed to be like a very extreme mindset to have.
对我来，很多人来说，对我也是，这个好像是一个很极端的一种想法。
To long for something.
向往一件事情。
That is, long for something while you are living on earth.
在地上向往的事情，甚至到。
But Paul had a very clear vision of heaven.
这么向往事情，但是保罗有很清晰的对天堂的认识。
What made heaven so desirable to Paul?
什么让天堂这么对他有吸引力？
What made heaven heaven to him? There are many things in the Bible, but I want to focus on three aspects.
那在圣经里有很多对天堂的要点，但是我想注重三点。
So that we will have a better picture of what heaven's really like.
让我们对天堂有一个更清晰的认识。
The first is this.
第一点是
，Heaven
天堂
is where Jesus is.
耶稣所在的地方。
Heaven is where you will have a direct presence of Jesus.
天堂是那个地方，你能直接与耶稣在一起。
Now that we are in church, that sounds about right. Jesus is the answer.
现在我们在教堂里，所以把耶稣作为正确答案听很正确。
But did we get excited?
但是我们有没有兴奋？
I'm going to have a direct presence of Jesus. Did you go, yeah?
有直接的接触。
Wow, yes.
自然的喜乐。
Or are you a bit like, meh?
还是一种 meh, 还行的感觉。
For me,
对我来说
I oftentimes I'm like,
我经常觉得
That's great, but
挺好的。
So I'm thinking, if I'm not very excited,
所以我在想，如果我心里没有兴奋
maybe I've been training myself to long for heaven incorrectly.
那我可能没有正确的锻炼自己对天堂的向往。
So why is the presence of Jesus so good?
为什么耶稣的同在那么好？
I'll try to explain to you.
我试着解释一下。
In the Revelations,
在启示录
the last book of the Bible where we have the most detailed description.Of heaven.
圣经最后一本书对天堂有最多的形容的一本书。
It says in the verses, in chapter 21, verses 3 to 4.
在二十一章三到四节。
It says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away."
启示录二十一章说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
So I'm sure many of us we see, oh yes, heaven is a beautiful paradise.
我相信我们在这儿，大家都能看到 ，OK， 是天堂是一个美好的乐园。
It's perfect.It's sweet.
是完美的，甜美的。
There's no more tear, no more mourning, no more people hurting each other.
没有眼泪，没有悲哀，没有人们相互伤害。
But the question is,
但是问题是
do you feel satisfied with all that, even if Jesus wasn't there?
光有这些，没有耶稣基督的话，我们会不会就觉得足够了？
Would you feel satisfied to have all that without Jesus?
光有这些，没有耶稣基督。
Why is Jesus' presence so wonderful? I remember me watching, I love tennis. I was watching tennis at home. It was Wimbledon. That was like that's the biggest tournament in the world. And my favorite player, Roger Federer.
Roger Federer,
he was playing the finals.
在决赛
And he won it.
而且赢了
And I was like, oh, so excited.
我心里特别兴奋
I wanted to high five someone.
我希望跟谁拍手一起庆祝
But then when I looked around, there was no one there. So I had to hold it back. I was like, I want to jump, but there's no one there to celebrate with.
没人在那儿跟我一起
Ella was somewhere else.
Ella 不在家
So I had to internally high five and hug myself.
我必须在心里自己给自己拍手，自己拥抱。
It's not the same. It's not as fulfilling when there's no one to share it with. If you're eating a tasty food in a restaurant, it's not as tasty. Oh, this my wife keeps telling me. It's not as tasty when you are not there. Okay, so it's a bit cheesy. But that's the experience. It's not the same when you don't get to share with someone. That's why camera eats first, to share it in social media. So most of the time, it's not about the experience, but with whom we have the experience with. Without the people that gives us the joy and love, it's not that tasty. And that is more so with God. So if we have all the sweetness of heaven, without Jesus who shares our joy and has given us everything, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be whole. I remember me and Ella, we were dating and doing long distance for 2 years. We couldn't see each other that often. So we saw each other maybe once a month or once in 2 months. But whenever we met finally again, the joy and the gladness of reunion. Have you ever felt homesick? Or aching to see someone who cares for you that you haven't seen in a long time? And then you finally see him or her. That is a small glimpse of how joyous it will be when we see Jesus. Jesus who made you, who cares for you, who knows everything about you, knows good and bad about you, but still loves you. That is how it's going to be when you have direct presence of Jesus in heaven. That is why heaven is wonderful. Jesus himself will be with his people, and he will wipe away every tear. But secondly, so if that is, you know, Jesus is, heaven is heavenly because of Jesus. Secondly, one Christian once said to his pastor, I don't really long for heaven. I kind of want to be heaven like this world, this earth. And he was saying, I wanted this type of earth. And he felt guilty and a little bit unspiritual to have those desires. He wished that heaven's kind of like earth, but just without the pain and sin and people hurting each other. But you know what? His longing is biblical. The second thing that makes heaven heaven is that it will be physical. And that is the promise from God from Revelations 21, 1 to 2. If you read carefully, it says that, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降
prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband
预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫
And this was like an eye opener for me my view of heaven was the fluffy clouds
这对我来说当时是一个很大的一个震惊的一个新的
and the spirit floating in heaven somewhere
我那时候的感受对天堂就是 一堆云彩
but God's description of heaven is that it's going to be a new earth
但是神对天堂的形容是一个新地
heaven coming down on earth
天降到地上
the new city of Jerusalem
新城耶路撒冷
So the final state of heaven is going to be physical.
所以最终的天堂是有物质的
And that makes a huge difference.
这影响很大
If you think about that.
我们自己想一下
So we will be working.
我们会继续工作
We'll have hobbies.
我们会有爱好
There will be music, there will be arts, there will be dancing, we'll be eating and drinking.
会有音乐，会有艺术，会有创作，会有饮食。
And that makes sense. We don't do those things because we are somehow sinners or broken.
这也是可以理解的，因为我们做这些事情不是因为我们是罪人，或者因为我们是破碎的人。
But because we are human.
我们做这些事情是因为我们是。
So how great is that?
那这有多美好？
So for me, I was thinking I can still play football just without people cheating.
所以我很高兴可以讲，我还可以踢足球。
I will still use internet just without lag.
我还可以用网络，只不过是不会卡壳。
I will enjoy beauty just without lust.
我还可以享受美丽的，只不过是。
People will be working together, not fighting against each other.
在一起工作，在争执。
But probably we'll not need doctors. So this is heaven coming down to renew the physical earth. And having God, Jesus, living among us. I'm excited about that heaven. And that is the promise from God. And thirdly, very quickly, I wanted to ask you, would you rather go to a place that is familiar to you or explore a new place? When you have found a good place, it's nice because it's safe, you know what's coming, what to expect. But sometimes maybe we'd like to explore new things. New places. See new people. I remember a couple of years ago we had summer camp in Norway. And usually we have it in Sweden. The past 25 years we've been having it in Sweden. And then 2017 we had it in Norway for the first time. It feels familiar with the people, with the program. It was lovely to enjoy this fellowship with brothers and sisters and meet new friends. But yet, it was new and exciting to go to a new place, a new country, and see something that you've never seen before. So the heaven is going to be the same. It will be something new, yet familiar. Something to explore, something new to find out. But we will also feel that I never belonged anywhere else. So these are the three things I wanted to bring it out for you. What makes heaven heaven? The direct presence of Jesus. It's going to be physical. And will be something new yet familiar. That is the heaven waiting for. That is the kind of heaven Paul in the Bible is longing for. Do you and me long for heaven? The second point. Why is it so important for us to develop that view so that we will long for heaven more?
更多的向往天堂。
How does it impact our lives?
这个对我有什么生活有什么样的影响？
Why should I long for heaven more?
为什么应该更多的向往天堂？
Couple of years ago,
几年前,
there was a Christian football camp in London.
在伦敦有一个基督教宴会。
A pastor Enoch from Oslo,
那奥斯陆的伊诺克牧师,
had invited me to go there.
邀请我过去。
And I was very excited to go.
我当时也很兴奋想去。
I had bought my tickets.
我已经买好了机票。
Excited to meet new people and then play football with them.
兴奋能见到新的人，跟他们一起踢足球。
Because I love to play football, it was like a dream camp for me.
因为我特别爱踢足球，所以这个主题叫为我。
But few days before camp,
但是营会前几天
，I had a doctor check up because I was still feeling sick and I was having a flu and running nose.
我去医院检查，因为我还是有一点点生病，我有点流鼻涕。
And during that checkup, the doctor saw a mole.In my, on my back.
在检查的时候，医生在我背上发现一个痣。
And he said, like that looks a little suspicious.
医生说，看着有点可疑。
And I freaked out. And I was like, what?
我很受惊吓，怎么回事？
And he suggested that I go further checkup or do further checkup.
医生也建议你可以继续去检查。
And then after the further checkup, they came back to me.
那第二次检查以后，他们跟
they told me that.
跟我说。
They're not 100% sure, but it could be a cancer.
他们说他们不是百分之百确定，但它可能是癌症。
So they immediately told me to go remove it.
所以他们立刻叫我去切除。
So the surgery was very fast.
手术很快。
Took 10 minutes.
十分钟。
And I could live normal and go to work, but then they told me that I can't do any sports or sweat or lift any heavy items for the next 2 weeks.
我可以照常生活，继续工作，但是医生跟我说，我后面两个星期不可以运动。
And I was thinking, oh man, I have this football camp to go to.
哎呀，我有这个。
What is football camp without sweating or bumping to each other, lifting?
没有撞其他人的。
So I was like, man, I was so sad.
很失望。
So, but after consulting Enoch,
但是在跟 Enoch 讨论过以后
he told me basically that you shouldn't come because we are playing football the whole weekend.
他说这你为了婚宴来。
You should better rest at home.
你应该在家里休息。
So, I stayed home.
所以我在家里休息。
But you know what?Because I couldn't go there,
因为我不能去这个营会
I wanted to make the most of my time here in Finland.
更想让这在芬兰的两个星期能不浪费
That weekend, sorry.
这个周末不浪费
So that I wouldn't waste that time.
让我不会浪费掉这个我没能去
So that weekend I was extra productive. I went to sleep early, woke up early.
所以这个周末我特别有效率。
I spent time with my family.
跟家人在一起。
I was preparing sermons.
准备讲座。
I was doing tasks and planning for things at work.
干我该干的事儿，准备我工作的事儿。
I was listening to sermons and praying to God.
听讲道，向神祷告。
So I wanted to be at the football camp, but I couldn't be there.
我想在这个足球营会，但是我不能在。
So that gave me the motivation to do my very best to use my time well. Now, when I'm stuck in Finland.
这个给了我动力，让卡在这芬兰的这段时光能充足的用好。
So brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们
，This is how it works.
就是这个秘密内涵。
The more you want to be in heaven,
你越想在天堂。
Like me at the football camp, I couldn't be there.
像我跟这个足球营会，但是我不能在那里。
That gives you the power, the motivation to have a greater impact in your life right now.
这反而会给你动力，有更多的动力发挥这个现在的作用。
And Paul had that.
而保罗有这个。
He said in Philippians 21 to 24, this is what he said. He's saying that I want to be in Jesus in heaven, but I can't be there.
这是保罗在腓立比书二十一章说的。我想在天堂跟耶稣在一起，但是我不能在那里。
So I will make every effort to know God more deeply and to make Him known to the people around me.
所以我会发挥我一切能力，能在这里发挥我的作用，让世上其他人认识耶稣。
And to Paul, that was to live the life to its fullest.
而对保罗来说，这个就是把生活活到美满。
When we rethink our vision for heaven.
当我们在想想我们对天堂的认识的时候
，so that we long for it，
让我们能向往天堂的时候
，will have greater impact in our lives on earth。
我们也会在地上有更大的作用。
To greater motivation to do the things that really matter the most.
更多的动力去做了真正有意义的事情。
So, but I was also thinking. So, some people might be thinking.
那但是我们可能也会在想。
If heaven is so good,
如果天堂有那么美好
then why are you wearing a seat belt?
那你为什么戴安全带
Why do you do measures to protect yourself?
为什么会有安全措施
Why not just take your life and go to heaven?
为什么直接把生命给出来就上天堂
The answer is that God has a plan for you.
答案是上帝对你有计划。
I have a Finnish grandma who took care of us when we were younger, me and my sister. She's over 80 now. And her health is failing with heart problems. And there was a time that there was a tumor found on her spine.That caused her not feeling anything in her legs. So the doctor had to, so they had to do a surgery on it. So I remember me and my family visiting her in the hospital. She was looking tired, very weary. But she somehow seemed to have peace in her heart.And she told us something that really stuck in my mind. And she just simply said, you know, God has a purpose for everything that's happening to me. God has a plan for me. With all the physical and mental strain and pain and uncertainty.I realized that God was using her to encourage me. And encouraged me to think about this. That every time that I can wake up and my heart is beating, I have a purpose. Why? Why?Because I know that God would like to have me in heaven. Because it's far better than what this world is offering. But he's not taking me there yet because he has a plan and a mission for me on earth. That gives me purpose. The more I think about heaven, I get reminded.
So, 越多的想天堂，我越多的会想到。
I shouldn't waste my time letting success or status or pleasure to drive my life.
我不应该让这些其他的事情干扰我或者驱动我，让名声，让地位，让
pleasure，
让享受。
To drive a lot, they are not bad in itself, but it's okay to enjoy them. But if they become things that are driving my life, it will ultimately leave us empty. What keeps you going in your life? What are you living for?This is the last Bible passage that we looked at, that we read. In Colossians chapter
3:2-6,
it actually says to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And verse 5 says, Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality. Impurity. Lust. Evil desires and greed. Which is idolatry.
贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
I realized that the more I see what heaven is really like, I have also more power to fight temptations. If heaven is a place where there is no sexual impurity or lust, when I understand that eternity, those things are not going to be the things that will give me joy and fulfill me, I'll have the power to battle against them. And the key to battling against him in the verse is the verse 3. In verse 3 it says, "For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." So it says that the only through Jesus who reveals to you the heavenly things can give you the strength and desire to obey him. So why should we long for heaven? The more you long for heaven, the more greater impact you will have in your life right now, the greater motivation to fight the battle against temptation. So very, very shortly, lastly, what I wanted to say is, how can you long for heaven more than? My wife Ella went to Shanghai for exchange for half a year, a couple of years ago. And we had to communicate through phone a lot. Or actually WeChat. I had to download WeChat just to contact her. So when I called her, I wanted to know how are things there. So I was asking her, how are you coping? How's the weather? How's the food? How are the people? Are they treating you okay? But think about this. What if I just called her and spent the whole call telling her how my life was in Finland without asking her anything about her life in China? It would be a little bit bad or weird, right? So how can I long for heaven more? Call God. Pray to him. Ask him to reveal more of heaven to us, what heaven really is. When God in human form, Jesus, came to earth to die for us on the cross, how did Jesus endure the cross? He cried out to God for the hope set before him. He was hoping to see you and me in heaven. So, brothers and sisters, let us develop that vision for heaven. So we will be longing for heaven more, longing to be there more. Because Jesus is there, because it's going to be physical, it's going to be something new to explore, and also something familiar. Don't believe the lies that people are saying, oh, you daydream about heaven. You will not be able to focus on the things here. That's a lie. The more you think about heaven, the more clarity you have in your life right now, right here. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us what heaven looks like. Maybe this was something new to some people. Maybe we've heard this before, but then we kind of have lost the real, we haven't been thinking about heaven. But you want us to have this renewed vision of heaven. So that we can live this life to its fullest. Lord, may you ignite in us the heart to long for heaven more. And when we do that, we will be able to love one another. We will go out and tell people about your good news. We will be refocused, and you will clarify to us what really matters in life. Renew us, fill us with your Holy Spirit. And this is something that you've heard for the first time about heaven or like the things in heaven. May you, I pray that you will want to learn more. And I believe that God will show more of Him to all of us. When we see God and heaven the way it really is, we have a renewed perspective and strength and power to live this life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.